The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Mick Norton and John Budden in the studio. Three jumps meetings to look forward to on the eve of Cheltenham with Plumpton, Stratford and Taunton staging cards. And we're going to look ahead to that action now. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Mark.
Good. One more day to go, Mick.
Absolutely, yes.
So what we'll do is we'll have a quick reflection on Saturday's action, because we saw another pipe winner in the Imperial Cup, and obviously if that horse should get in at Cheltenham, I know he needs plenty of defectors to get into the race at Cheltenham, but if he does, and then should he follow up, which they have done in the past, he'd receive a £100,000 bonus as well.
Absolutely, and the way he won the other day, you wouldn't rule it out, would you, if he does get in? But he does need 30 to come out, Mark, above him, to get him into the field, which has got a maximum of 28. And of course the owner has also got a guaranteed runner in the race in Cheltenian, who he thinks has got a great chance as well. So he's in an unfortunate position, isn't he?
He is, yes. And if we just look at the betting for the Vincent O'Brien County handicap hurdle, Baltimore Rock trimmed to 8-1 favourite with us, and Cheltenian, his other runner, is 9-1 second favourite. So
that's got a strong hand, you could say.
Yeah. While we're on the subject of Cheltenham, Mick, plenty to talk about going into the race. I mean, the ground is now becoming a talking point once again, but not for the reason we expected. Ask us a month ago, or 2 months ago, you just said we're going to have a soft ground festival. Now they're talking about watering.
Absolutely, you can't believe it, can you? What a climate we've got. But I still think there's plenty of moisture in the ground. The clerk of the course has said it's retaining its moisture well. Can't see it being anything remotely near quick ground. I think it'll be good. Just really good jumping ground, maybe a touch on the slow side.
Okay. I think that I'm right in thinking that the plan is to leave it as is for now, and then at the back end of the week have a look again and
Absolutely.
See if it needs watering.
Yeah. I would hope they don't have to.
Okay. Right. Well, if we're talking about Cheltenham, Mick, we must talk about some of the runners, and this is probably the last real chance we're going to have to put up some anti-post selections. So is there anything that you're willing to or keen to side with rather now?
Yeah, well, the handicaps are still sort of up in the air because there are so many horses entered in them, and of course you don't quite know what's going to get in and what isn't going to get in. But I was very impressed working last weekend with Art of Payroll, who couldn't have been more impressive, winning at Leopardstown. And he's in the Vincent O'Brien County Hurdle. He will have to get in to the race. He needs quite a few to come out, but he's going to be very hard to beat if he does get in. And the better the ground, the better he is. So he's one to keep an eye on if he gets in. The other one that I like in the Martin Park Conditional, again, he's got a few more to come out to get in, but also ran six in the Betfair, and that's Alavan, who I thought was doing his best work in the closing stages of that, not long back from injury, probably just getting back into top gear. So they'd be my two in the handicaps to keep an eye on. And well, I've outside of those on the opening day, probably the shortest horse at the festival that I'm involved in is Trifolium. I've tried to avoid the top end of the market completely, Mark, because you know, every year we see good priced horses hitting the frame, don't we? So he'd be probably the shortest priced horse of bats, Trifolium, in the Arkle.
Okay.
I'm looking outside the box in the Champion Hurdle. I think they're very much of a muchness. I can't understand why Melodic Rendezvous is 25-1 and the likes of Jeski are 8-1. That just does not make any sense at all to me. So he's on my shortlist winning place. And you know, that's the way I've just looked at the whole week. Still others to consider. I'm hoping that Oscar Delta can make it, fourth time lucky at the festival. Of course, two places before that unlucky episode last year, and apparently they've rectified that wayward tape, and which was makes sense. Let's hope he can make it third time lucky. And what doesn't look as strong at Foxton as it was last year. So he'd be another one on my list. But I'm still putting the finishing touches to the week.
Okay. Just a day or so to get it right. Oscar Delta 10-1 for the Fox and Hunters, by the way. What's it called? Salsify in the race this year, is there?
So no, that's right.
That's interesting. Mm. We'll move on from Cheltenham because there's still a day or so to get it right, as we mentioned. And we're going to look at Sunday's racing now, and we're going to look at three races at Stratford. Mix picked out three races there. And what do you make of the card at Stratford on Monday?
Yeah, not too bad. It's a really good handicap hurdle at 4:10, Class 3 handicap hurdle. But the some good betting heats with no two silly shorties anyway. Let's hope so.
Okay, 2:40 is the first race that Mix picked out, and this is a Class 4 Novices Handicap Chase over the extended 2 miles and 1 furlong. And like I say, mate, competitive stuff. We're probably going to have something like 11-4, 3-1 the field in this. Plenty of them in with chances as well. And which ones have made the shortlist for you?
Yeah, well, I'll give it this start with the selection first because he's top weight, and it's Cody Wyoming, trained by Heather Main. Felix de Giles taking the ride. I mean, anyone who saw the Newbury race 9 days ago will have couldn't help to have noticed he was in the process of running a very big race in that Newbury contest when he fell 2 out, still going well. And that was his second run back after a long absence. And he has gone close off higher marks in the past. He's obviously fragile, but that was a really eye-catching run to me, and a reproduction of that in this slightly easier event would make him very hard to beat. Riddle of the Sands, trained by the Nigel Twist and Davis, ridden by Sam. He pops up whenever the opportunity presents itself. He got up close home to Near Lucky Sunny at Ludlow, who was quite a well-backed favourite on that day. He's gone up £4 for that. He's run respectably off higher in the past, and he has actually run well here at Stratford before. His only previous visit, he was 2nd of 14 on only his second start over hurdle, so the track will hold no terrors for him. But he's one of them horses who is vulnerable if something comes along that might just be a bit classier. But if that doesn't happen, he'll run his race and he won't be far away. And the other one to mention is Carl's Faith, who was second in an amateur riders handicap hurdle at Catterick last time, makes his chasing debut here, and at least he comes into it on the back of a good run, but he's still a maiden under all codes, and I think there are more likely winners. I think if Cody Wyoming reproduces that Newbury run, he wins.
Okay, so Cody Wyoming in the 2:40, on to the 3:40 next, and this is a Class 3 handicap chase over 2 miles and 7 furlongs, and several horses coming into this in good form, the likes of Fredo, Celtic Rhythm and Hattrick Seeking Caulfield's Venture all coming into this in winning form. Mick, any of those get the vote for this?
Yeah, the three last time out winners have all made the shortlist. We'll go through them in race card order. The first one we come to is Fredo. He won just 3 days ago at the Grand Military meeting when the Queen Mother Memorial handicap chase there. And that was quite a dramatic return to form from out of the blue. He'd been in a bit of the doldrums. But he has, been off higher marks than this. The penalty's taken him to 119, but he has run off higher marks than this. And he has been placed in graded company. So it's dangerous to assume that was just a flash in the pan, because it is a bit of a unique sort of meeting that with those sort of part-time riders there run in those military races. But if you go back in his form, he still wouldn't be out of this off 119 if Ian Williams has coaxed him back to his best. So he's dangerous to discount, Mark. I'm not going to give him the vote, but I'm certainly not dismissing him out of hand. The other one you mentioned, the Caulfield Venture, who is on the hat trick. He won a novices handicap chase at Fontwell back in November. He's £4 higher here than for that. And then he won a jumper's bumper last time out. And no extra weight rise for that. So he can race off that 99. He does actually appear as though he's quietly on the upgrade, this horse, because his form looked to be static and going nowhere. All of a sudden, he looks to have got better. Mm. So he's dangerous off 99. Caulfield's Venture, but I'm going to take a chance on Celtic Rhythm, who won on his chase debut at Leicester. Looks a fair mark, this, for his handicap debut. And Noel Feely replaces the claimer, Trevor Whelan, who rode him at Leicester. I think he's sure to go well, Celtic Rhythm. That might be a nice price as well.
Okay. Celtic Rhythm then in the 3:40 and onto the 4:10 next. A good race this.
Best race of the day, man.
Yeah, yep. Class 3 handicap hurdle over the extended 2 miles. 14 of them in the lineup and a very competitive race mix, so I'll let you name ones you like here.
Well, we'll start with Canadian Diamond, who it's 12 months since he won, just about nearly to the week, but he hasn't been getting beat for the want of trying. Trouble is his consistency. Cuts no ice with the grader, and his mark never alters very much. He's sure to run his race, but he's definitely vulnerable to something off of this mark of 1.25. Tubab's quite interesting. He's coming back from a 135-day break, but he's much lower over hurdles than he is over fences, so he'd be dangerous if he was fully wound up. The vote's going to go to Scots Gaelic, though, who's trained by John Quinn. Jason Maguire up for the first time, which is interesting. He's definitely been given a chance by the handicap of this horse. Don't forget, entry last October, he was fourth in a grade two, off 1.25. And wasn't beaten very far in that. Just got run out of it close home. That was over 2.5. I think this drop back to 2 miles is perfect for this horse. And you have a look at some of his form with Pat Flynn in Ireland, and he looked remarkably well handicapped. I think the booking of Maguire tells you the story, and Scots Gaelic gets the vote. But one to keep an eye on as well, down at the bottom, is Presenting Arms, who did win a jumper's bumper at a massive price for Harry Fry after 340 days off. That was on the 16th of February. But that doesn't tell you the whole story, Mark, because he's got in here off 115, which is the same mark that he made his handicap debut off of this mark about a year ago, when he ran disappointingly. So something, he was sent off favourite that day, so something must have gone amiss that day for him to have 348 days off. And so he's definitely want to keep an eye on the market. They backed him that day on his handicap debut, so they certainly think he's capable of winning off 1.15. Just watch if the money comes for Presenting Arms. He was neglected in the betting at Kempton. I have a feeling that he won't be on Monday. And I think he rates the danger to Scots Gaelic.
OK. But Scots Gaelic, the selection then?
Scots Gaelic's the selection, yeah.
OK. Let's have a summary of all three of your selections then, Mick, if you'll spin us through them one more time.
Yeah, I'm looking to Cody Wyoming to stay on his feet this time after departing 2 out at Newbury last time when he looked like the winner. That's in the 2.40. Celtic Rhythm, Noel Feely taking over in the saddle for this horse, who bids to make it 2 from 2 over fences. That's at 3.40. And in a cracking handicap hurdle at 4.10, I'm looking to Scots Gaelic to win for John Quinn with Jason Maguire up for the first time.
OK, good stuff. You're in the studio for the next few days, mate.
I am, Monday and Tuesday.
OK, good stuff. Well, good luck with your selections and enjoy the next couple of days.
Thank you, Mark. Will do.
So there you go, the thoughts of Mick Norton on Monday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. We have this meeting from Stratford. We also have racing at Plumpton and Taunton. So three jumps meetings to tee us up nicely for Cheltenham. And you'll hear them all on Racing Radio. Tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.